Revelations and redactions. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The affidavit behind the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago has revealed that former President Trump was storing lots of classified material at his Florida home, and the agency believed there was more to be found.
The DOJ releasing a heavily redacted version of the affidavit used to justify the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We learned that more than half the pages were in fact redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the former president, has said he declassified all the documents. Dire warnings in Ukraine, where a nuclear power plant is under siege by Russian forces. The country's nuclear agency says recent shelling at the facility has increased the risk of a dangerous hydrogen or radioactive leak. The fire hazard is also high. President Biden is defending his decision to erase billions of dollars in student debt at a time of soaring inflation.
Assuming 75% of eligible borrowers take advantage of a student loan relief program, White House economists project it will cost the government $240 billion over the next 10 years, fully paid for, President Biden says, with deficit reduction.
Look, people need help.
The president told reporters student loan forgiveness will not be inflationary and will grow the economy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Some groups believe the cost could be double White House projections. As more and more migrants arrive in New York City, officials say they're being housed at 14 hotels. The migrants are being bused from Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Guilty pleas have been agreed to in connection with an oil spill that sullied beaches in Southern California last year. The operator of a pipeline that broke and two subsidiaries are expected to pay a $7 million fine and nearly $6 million in costs to government entities, including the Coast Guard. Huntington Beach and others were closed for a week last October as blobs of crude oil washed ashore. A couple of industrial compounds found in things like cookware and carpets are being labeled as hazardous by the government.
The Environmental Protection Agency is designating two chemicals that are in the forever chemical PFAS family as hazardous substances, which means if they're found at a certain quantity, it'd have to be reported to federal or state officials. The designation is under an environmental rule known as the Superfund Law. These chemicals are called forever chemicals because they don't degrade and can accumulate in the environment as well as the human body. They're considered toxic. PFAS were used in things like firefighting foam and nonstick cookware. And while this class of PFAS has been phased out, they don't degrade. And there are still more modern PFAS in use that environmental groups say Congress needs to act on. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The federal government is hitting the brakes on free COVID-19 tests.
As of next Friday, the Biden administration will suspend taking orders for free at-home COVID tests on its website, covidtests.gov, because of limited supply. A senior administration official tells Fox News the Biden administration is concerned about preserving tests for a potential rise in infections in the fall, and also took this step partly because Congress has not approved funding to replenish the nation's stockpile.
Fox's Sean Langell. Meantime, health officials say at-home COVID tests are likely still good several months after they expire. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.